This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A sessions court in Kolkata's Shialdah has sentenced convict Sanjay Roy to life imprisonment in the Arjikar rape and murder case. Sessions Judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family a compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Sanjay was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday. The body of the postgraduate trainee doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the Arjikar Medical College on the 9th of August last year. Sanjay was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI, and the CBI had charge-sheeted him in the case. The National Commission for Women has welcomed the judgment. In a statement, the commission said this conviction will instill a sense of justice in society and remind everyone that such crimes will not go unpunished. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the government's strides in the toy manufacturing sector have boosted the government's quest for Atmanirbharta and popularized traditions and enterprise. Responding to a post shared by Mann Ki Baat Updates, Mr. Modi mentioned that during one of the Mann Ki Baat episodes, he had talked about boosting toy manufacturing, powered by collective efforts across India. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under social security. Dr. Mandavia made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalisation and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He highlighted that social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government.
गिग वर्कर्स आज देश और दुनिया के लिए एक न्यू वर्कफोर्स है उसको हम कैसे सोशल सिक्योरिटी दे हमने हमारे लेबर कोड में गिग वर्कर्स के लिए और गिग वर्कर्स की डिफिनेशन भी आइडेंटिफाई करी है और शॉर्ट टाइम में ही हम गिग वर्कर्स को सोशल सिक्योरिटी के अंदर लेके आएंगे जो देश में आज 7 और 8 मिलियन से अबव उसकी संख्या हो चुकी है जो सेक्टर में नया सेक्टर है राइजिंग सेक्टर है सनराइजिंग सेक्टर है उसको भी आइडेंटिफाई करके इस सेक्टर में काम करने के लिए भी भारत ने ऑलरेडी पहल चालू कर दी है
The Uttarakhand Cabinet has given its nod to the Uniform Civil Code UCC manual, paving the way for its implementation in the state. This decision is expected to set a precedence for other states of the country, reflecting the state's proactive approach towards governance and social reform. Speaking to media in Dehradun today, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that Uttarakhand's adoption of UCC will serve as an inspiration for the rest of India. The 55th World Economic Forum WEF annual meeting began today at Davos in Switzerland. The five-day WEF meeting will explore how to relaunch growth, harness new technologies, and strengthen social and economic resilience. The global meeting will be attended by close to 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 governmental leaders. India is being represented by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K.A. Ram Mohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Talking to an Indian television channel in Switzerland's Davos, WEF President and CEO Borger Brenda forecast a 7-8% GDP growth for India on the back of higher investments driven by economic reforms. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Ahead of the ceremony, the 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. Mr. Trump promised to act with historic speed to address every crisis facing the United States. J.D. Vance will take the oath as the Vice President. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. In the Women's Hockey India League, the match between JSW Surma Hockey Club and Delhi ST Pipers is underway at the Marangumkar Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.